are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, yeehaw, I am back from Texas. And oh, I got to tell you, man, that is my kind of town. I was in Dallas a few years ago for a radio conference also. And it was a phenomenal city. So much history. You know, you have to see the book depository where Lee Harvey Oswald, you know, allegedly shot JFK, and you know the street on Elvis Street where JFK was shot, and I mean there's a lot of history there. There's a George W. Bush Museum I didn't get a chance to see, and then of course South Fork Ranch, right? Yeah. So I was there a few years ago, and I did more of the tourism thing. Then this time I had to get in and get out because it's kind of busy flu season. Phenomenal city. I of course donned a cowboy hat, and I've had this cowboy hat for a year that I really can't wear in Vegas except during rodeo time. So that was really good. I'm really, really happy with my cowboy hat. But I gotta tell you, man, you know, Texans are to the point. You know, I walk out of the tarmac or the get off the plane, come into the terminal, and you see signs on where your baggage claim is, and then this big huge sign that says toilets. Doesn't say restrooms, it says toilets. Of course, I post that on Facebook. You see, Texans are to the point. No euphemisms. They're not worried about this political correctness. When a Texan gets off the plane and needs to hit the head, it just says toilets. It makes so much sense over there. Everything just made sense. Except Dallas-Fort Worth, something was weird. You had to pay a toll to drive down a street for a mile or two just to drop off a rental car, and that was like a $2 toll. That kind of bothered me because now we're starting to kind of do the whole New York City thing where there's a toll no matter what you do. Remember I talked about how it cost me about $25 worth of tolls to drive from Connecticut to JFK? Like, what the hell is going on here? But, you know what? $2 in Dallas, at least that was, you know, not as big as everybody else says everything is big in Dallas. But the food was good. I guess for lunch at this conference, they served us some sort of a shredded barbecue something. I think it was beef, because you know how I'm not allowed to eat pork. But I think it was beef. I don't know. It was good. There was, like, pickles on it and some red beets. I'm not a barbecue eater. I don't eat barbecue. So I would have never really eaten barbecue plus pickle and beets. I've had horrible heartburn, but I got to tell you, the mix was damn good. So it was a radio conference, you know, talking about the future of radio and how many of us are being successful in radio and why would anybody want to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. And it was good. It was no, we didn't talk about mental illness of the country. No, we talked about how, you know, people still like getting their information. People still like being able to hear stimulating conversation. And it just gave us faith that, you know, those of you that, you know, like getting your news and like being able to hash things out and get your answers to questions, whether they're medical or non-medical, there's still a market for it. And thank God for, you know, networks like GCN and those that are out there able to give that to you. So it was pretty exciting. I understand I was away for a few days, so many of you had left some medical calls and medical questions. Before we hit the headlines, I want to get to them. Some of the headlines today is, you know, when little Fluffy gives you a bite or a scratch, that could actually put you to the hospital, could possibly kill you. Pretty dangerous stuff. So we'll talk to you about what to do with little Foofy or Fluffy when they bite you. We'll also talk about how a doctor saved somebody's life because he remembered an episode on House. So, does TV really help us doctors out? We got daily aspirin possibly cutting ovarian cancer risk. That's always good to know. Then chemicals in bread that we see in yoga mats. I guess don't drop your bread on the yoga mat, but the chemical could be in there anyway. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's go to the phone line and see what you guys had for me this week. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of laryngitis, huh? Well, okay, you guys, if you're going to call me with laryngitis, I can't hear you. All right, so we'll just move on. Okay, yeah, if you have laryngitis, I would say rest your voice, gargle, and don't call into a medical talk show. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a man who drank an entire bottle of whiskey, okay, to win a bet. So you think dude's cool. No, he's not cool. He died. Okay? He was from Nepal. He downed a bottle of whiskey after a bet with a friend. All right? Pancharam Bishwo Karma, owner of a gold shop in the town of Gopita, agreed to drink a whole thing of royal stag if his friend paid the $7.75 bill. He started vomiting later that night, couldn't sleep, was rushed to the hospital, and unfortunately died. We've talked about alcohol intoxication and liver failure. It sounds like to me, even though we don't have the final autopsy report, that you can actually shut down the liver. You know, we don't really have an exact number of how much alcohol. It all depends on the proof of it. It all depends on the grade of it, the crappiness of it, the mixer of it. But people can die from over drinking. People pass out, and some people think, well, maybe you die from the passing out. You can. Okay, we've talked about how a lot of these kids, they'll pass out, and then they'll start to vomit in their sleep. And you always want to, when you see somebody passed out, first of all, if you see somebody passed out, you have no idea if they're passed out because they're drunk or they're passed out because they had a seizure. So it may not hurt to call 911. Okay, let's just say that. All right, but if 911 says, no, too busy, roll them on their side. The reason why we roll them on their side, 911 wouldn't do that, but still, is because if they vomit, you want to make sure that they don't drown in their own vomit where it goes back into the lungs. So you roll them on their side. A lot of times you got to finger sweep your friend and get the vomit out. You want to make sure they're breathing. You want to make sure they're stable. So a lot of people will have respiratory distress, not to mention you could also have respiratory depression because of the alcohol. But this guy sounds like he went into acute liver failure. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working up the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. All right. Like I said, a lot of you guys have left phone calls and messages, etc. I want to get to some of the medical headlines, but I also want to get your calls. So let's get to some of the calls now. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I guess the medical question is, what would you do, or what's the chances of, if you're with someone in a relationship, I guess direct is the best way, and they get a phone call from a doctor saying they have chlamydia, and you don't, and you've been with this person for a few months, or at least 2.5 months straight, so how would that person have gotten it when you guys were together all the time?
Okay, so I wish you were live, but from what I'm getting is you've been with a person for 2.5 months. They have chlamydia, you don't, and they got a call from a doctor saying they have chlamydia. Some of you can walk around with chlamydia for a while, so if we do want to grab at straws here, there is a possibility that your partner could have had chlamydia all this time. Usually, though, chlamydia will give some sort of symptoms, some sort of discharge or itching or burning, etc. Or if they're asymptomatic and give it to you, you might have had some symptoms. But if you don't have it and they're being told you have it, you know, a talk is always a good thing to have on, you know, what type of activity is is happening. Now, you know, sometimes I try to give patients an out, you know, if they really don't know what happened to them, you know, like maybe they sat on a bad toilet seat. But honestly, you know, you really don't get STDs from a toilet seat. Now, mind you, there are some dirty toilets out there, very, very dirty toilet seats. And, yes, there is a possibility of if it wasn't a dry surface and somebody just left and you go and sit on it, yes, there can be that potential. But most people don't do that. There's also the potential that somebody might have just tried on a bathing suit. They take it off. You immediately put it on. There could be that chance. Crabs are easier to contract that way, which is why I always recommend wear your underwear whenever you try on bathing suits, okay? Also, is it just me? I think there's cameras in those changing rooms. And you want to know also what I think? Okay, if I could just go on as an aside, there's one place where I try on clothes, and the camera is not in the changing room, but the camera is up on the ceiling. Well, if the camera is up on the ceiling, it could look at the mirror. So the camera, I could see the camera in the mirror, which means it's looking at me changing. I hate that. So where I'm at now is I'm just going to buy a whole bunch of clothes, go home, try them on, and then come back. You're right, there is satellite, and somebody is probably up there in NASA watching us undress through that. But you know what? I would rather, you know, I don't mind if it's astronauts because they're kind of cool. And honestly, what else are they going to do up there? But I do mind when it's a department store. So just as an aside, I'm just going to buy the clothes that, because I'm really sick and tired of seeing that. And I, you know, I'm at the age now where I don't really like the way I look in my underwear. Yeah, and always try clothes on with your own underwear. Don't do it without the underwear. Okay, where was I? Okay, so you have a partner who was possibly positive for chlamydia, etc. You need to go to the doctor with them. Right? You need to make sure they get treated, and you guys have to have a discussion. Now, some of you are afraid to have that discussion because you think they're going to lie. And I've been asked, how do you have a discussion of, are you cheating on me? Okay, because many people will not admit it. They will take that secret to the grave. And, you know, you need to know because you can't be in a relationship with somebody cheating. Okay, yes, you can stay in the relationship. You guys could overcome it. But if somebody is currently cheating on you, you can't be in that relationship. You're going to get an STD. You could, you know, lose having them because they could go with the one that they're cheating on. I mean, that's not a stable relationship. Why are you guys in a relationship to begin with? You're in a relationship because you want somebody there, you know, that'll take care of you, you know, take care of you and will be there in thick and thin and will be there for you. I mean, you know I could probably, you know, hang out and get a one-night stand with most guys, right? But which guy is going to be there for me in the long haul, right? When I need somebody to nurse my episiotomy scar, my husband, he's the one that gets the job. He may not like the job, but he is so tied to me legally because of the marriage and the contracts and the family intermingled that even if he wants no part of my episiotomy scar, he has got to be down there and in it. And that's why you have a spouse. Same thing with kids. You know, a lot of us, we just really, really can't handle our kids. You know, they start to grow up. They start to have an attitude. They don't want anything to do with us. You know, they start to kind of do the same things that, you know, your friends or other relationships have done. And you're like, why the hell am I putting up with this? But why are you putting up with it? You're putting up with it because they're the ones that are legally and genetically bound to you that have to take care of you. You think my mom likes hanging out with me? I mean, well, my mom is so sick of my butt. She was ecstatic when I moved out when I was 18. But my mom has to put up with my butt. And so she grins and bears it. That's why we have kids. Now, some people say, well, you want to have kids because you want to extend your genetic material and, you know, you want to have progeny and all that. I don't know. My genetic material and my DNA, I don't really know if I'm really worried about that being passed on. I mean, I've had a lot of medical issues and I had one of those ovarian tumors with hair and in it and it could have had teeth. So I don't really need to pass that stuff on. I really just want the kids so I got somebody that can, you know, just help me if, God forbid, I become a comet. That's why you have, you know, and I love him, and, you know, it's nice to, you know, yell at somebody. You know, my husband doesn't let me yell at him, so it's really nice to have somebody else that's a good sounding board. That's why you got the kids. So you need to sit down with her. So you have somebody that you think cheated on you, okay, and you need to, you know, you need to find out the truth, okay? This is how I would approach it. Okay, and I am no expert in relationships, but I have been married 17 years, okay? I have, with prior people, been cheated on left and right, okay? And I'm sure there were some STDs, okay, circulating around my past life. So because of all those three things, I think I could be an expert on the subject. And this is what I would do, okay? Don't try to save the relationship, okay, by doing something that you don't want to do, because as far as I'm concerned, the relationship is already on its way out. So now you have nothing to lose. So you go into it saying, you know, look, you have chlamydia and I don't, okay? Before I leave you over this, okay, I'm not leaving you because you got an STD or because you cheated. I'm leaving you because there's a lie, all right? If we could go get some therapy, you know, go to a relationship therapist, family therapist, marriage therapist, et cetera, and talk about this, I think our relationship can be salvaged. People cheat. People make mistakes. People can be forgiven. But I have to leave this relationship if there's a lie and there's an untruth. And you have something I don't. I don't want to get it from you. I can't sleep with you anymore. You know, as far as I'm concerned, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? Okay, don't say that. But you see what I'm saying? Just go at it as the relationship still has hope. You just don't, I mean, we really can't move forward until we get our trust issues. And finding out if you cheated, why, what were the reasons, will help you guys have a better relationship. Lots of relationships have people that cheat. There's lots of transgressions. I can't tell you how many relationships I've seen where there was a cheating episode and the relationship was still able to work out. Okay? Some of you will say, well, hell to the no, I'm out of here. And that's your prerogative. And I can understand why you would do that. Okay? It's really, really hard to trust somebody once they did cheat once. Will they cheat again? But I've also seen a lot of relationships that have made it. And that's how you go into it. Now, if you are done and you're like, oh, to hell with this. No, that would be a lie. All right, well, then just leave. But if you want to know the truth and give it that extra time to figure out what the hell happened and why the hell it happened, you got to be honest and say that. Okay, I could forgive. I just need to know what's going on. And we have to have this talk so we can move on from here. Relationships have issues all the time. Okay, capiche? Great. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOCDALY. Well, while we're talking about genitalia, we need to talk about this. Apparently, NuvaRing is a very, very popular birth control. I was on the NuvaRing. Many of you saw the pictures, right? It's a vaginal insert. And this NuvaRing is made by Merck. Apparently, there's a huge settlement now that I guess had to be awarded because people had argued that the NuvaRing was associated with blood clots. Now, thank God I was okay, knock on wood, but apparently the settlement money was distributed between 3,800 women who used the NuvaRing and had filed lawsuits in federal and state courts. Now, the NuvaRing was approved by the FDA back in 2001. What it is you basically stick it in or insert it, I should say, for 3 weeks. Then you pull it out for a week to have your period, put it back in. You could have sex with it in, or you could take it out, wash it off, remove it an hour later, depending on how long the sex is. You know, sometimes in my circles, it's only about 2.5 minutes. So, you know, you still wash it off. But we just got to talk about that and the risk of blood clots. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all, but the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com. Or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to get to more of your calls and questions, but I think we need to spend a little bit of time on this whole blood clot issue. I have told you guys many, many times that if you are prone, let's say my truckers out there that drive a car and or drive a truck and are worried that they're going to get a blood clot, or some of my ladies out there who are about to go on some sort of hormonal therapy or a birth control, and I tell you guys to get your clotting factors checked or a coagulation panel, and some of you are like, huh, I don't get why, and some of you are like, I already done that, been there, done that, Dahlia, thank you. You know, your advice took too long to give. And I apologize if my advice takes too long, because a lot of times I beat around the bush. But while we're talking about birth control and this NuvaRing settlement, let me just quickly review with you guys why these medications can cause blood clots. You know, there's a misconception out there that people think, well, it's just the estrogen that could cause the blood clots. So if you're on a certain type of estrogen, it could be more clot forming. Well, you're right, it can. But the reason why the NuvaRing has been in the news, it's because of the progesterone component of it. It has a third generation progesterone component to it that can be, the one that's more linked to blood clots. And so there's various types of progesterone out, the levogestrel, the desogestrel, there's a variety of different types out there. And I believe the NuvaRing is the desogestrel, which is third generation. It's one of the newer, fancier types that are out there. But unfortunately, that has been linked to blood clots. Now, why? Is it the medication or is it you being more prone? Okay? Why would these hormones even be involved with that? I mean, people get pregnant all the time. They don't get blood clots. Well, actually, they can. A lot of pregnant women can. And so let's kind of look at really quickly as to why you have blood clotting. Okay, now remember, your body is designed to stop bleeding. Things happen all the time. Okay? You can get little blood vessel wall breaks. Remember how we talked about people that get a heart attack? A lot of times it could be some of the plaquing that tears off from the side of a coronary artery, and then all of a sudden, because there's a little bit of bleeding on that intimal wall, you get a clot, okay? Your body has platelets, clotting factors, and a variety of other factors that help you clot. Fibrin help is like a glue that holds blood clots together, etc. And so these things are extremely important. We've talked about ITP, where people who have this idiopathic thrombocytic where they lose their platelets. And that happened to one of my family members, where he started brushing his teeth and he started bleeding heavily in the morning. He's like, wow, maybe it was a bad toothbrush. Then he goes to work and he starts to nosebleed, and he was starting to just bleed internally because his clotting factors were so low. Things that happen with the body could be fairly traumatic, and sometimes you will spontaneously bleed. So you do need your clotting factors, okay? However, some people could have issues. Like, for example, antiphospholipid antibody syndrome. Some of you guys are positive for this. It's an autoimmune disorder where basically your body makes antibodies that attack the phospholipids. Now, your phospholipids, which are on living cells and living membranes, etc., along the lining of the blood vessels, all right, what ends up happening is these antibodies could start to trigger blood clots because it's bothering the lining. So if you have antiphospholipid antibody syndrome, you're going to be more prone to blood clots. People that have this may have lupus, rheumatism, etc. So getting a test for that is important to know if you're more at risk for blood clots. We've talked about factor 5 lead-in and antithrombin 3 deficiencies. There's certain genetic mutations that could put you at risk, protein C, protein S deficiencies that could put you at risk of clotting more, as opposed to your hemophilias, which cause you to bleed more. And, of course, we always recommend that you don't smoke. We recommend that if you do sit for a long period of time, being a trucker or being at a desk or being on an airplane flight, you get up, you move around, circulation, etc. According to the NIH, they also talk about how people with HIV and HIV treatments, they could also be at risk for blood clots. Let's say you've had surgery and you broke a hip or you broke your leg, so you're now sitting around the house more often. That could do it as well. Now, this is interesting. Let's say you have increased homocysteine levels. This is something we need to spend more time on the show. Many of you ask about the homocysteine. About 15 years ago, we ran homocysteine levels on everybody, right? Because people with higher homocysteine levels appear to be at more risk for heart disease. So would recommend taking your full B and your B12 and your folic acid, etc., right? Well, homocysteine is an amino acid that we do notice is linked to a higher risk of vascular disease because we noticed that high homocysteine could damage the inner lining of the arteries, which is why you see this semi-push to bring your homocysteine levels down. So this is what I recommend. Before you put anything into your vagina in terms of maneuvering or birth control, et cetera, it's a good birth control. I just stopped taking it because of the weight gain. I gained a lot of weight on it. Many of you guys have seen that over the past few years I gained a lot of weight. Now I'm losing it because I went off the ring. Birth control is still extremely important. It's extremely valuable. We use it for a variety of reasons for people with period issues and chronic migraines and fibroids and excessive bleeding as well as birth control. But I would just ask your doctor to run a panel to see if you're at higher risk for blood clots. Because if you are, I don't think you should be on this type of birth control at all. 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It is my understanding that marijuana oil, which is somehow, I don't know how to make it, but somehow made from some boiling down or pressing out the oil from the plant, is beneficial, will cure certain diseases, certainly will cure cancer. That's what the testing in University of Miami showed, okay, that it does cure or kill cancer cells. But the oil taken in small amounts will not make you high or loopy or sleepy. It just does its job. Chemistry professors know how to make the marijuana oil, but unfortunately you can't get it in the United States. You have to go Columbia or somewhere in Canada.
Now, I want to talk about marijuana really quick in the marijuana oil. You're going to hear more and more about the marijuana oil because some people are putting it into their e-cigs. This hash oil or marijuana oil, I guess, is something that people can make because it's very, very highly potent. The THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol of the very, very, shall we say, the lucrative part of the marijuana, the part that makes you high, can be extremely strong and in oil form. With this, many people can make it, I guess, in their house, I guess, using butane and, I guess, high-proof alcohol. I mean, I guess there's ways that people are making it. I guess you use a solvent, you strip this THC off the plant, and then I believe you... I don't know how to make it. I don't remember my organic chemistry class, but I don't think that we would have even done this. But it's highly flammable when you do that. And so a lot of people, while they're trying to strip the THC and then doing the washings, et cetera, they're using explosive chemicals. And it's pretty scary. I really wouldn't recommend anybody doing this because then you have to boil off the solvent. And there's ways that people are making this toxic oil. It's supposed to be very, very strong. In terms of it managing cancer, we need to talk about this. I know we're coming up on break. And when something kills cancer cells, can we use it for cancer? But this hemp oil or marijuana oil, it's not legal in the United States. Not legal in a lot of countries. Some countries, though, you're seeing more and more people do it because they can. But you need a lot of marijuana, I guess, to make this. So if you're only allowed an ounce in your state, it's not enough. But I want to talk about marijuana and cancer when we come back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, I continually get asked about marijuana and cancer. What is the latest and the greatest on marijuana and cancer? And as you could see, the previous call had discussed the marijuana oil and a study out of Miami. There was a study pretty famous recently, a few months ago, out of UK, which found that marijuana could help kill cancerous cells found in people with leukemia. And leukemia kills about 24,000 people a year in the United States. My uncle died of leukemia, which is why one of my favorite charities out there and organizations is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, who I'm hoping to help out this year. Also with fundraising after we do our Fast for Kids gala, where we're raising money for autistic children. Please visit fastforkids.org. That's an amazing charity also, where they help raise money for autistic kids and training in their schools. Something that I think we should have in all major cities and any city throughout the United States, where we could get the extra money for these schools to help train autistic children. Unfortunately, many people with intellectual challenges in modern mainstream school, because these autistic kids are brilliant, but because many of them can't fit into mainstream school, many of them get thrown into quote-unquote special ed. And you need to teach an autistic child differently from a cystic fibrosis child, from an Asperger's child, from a child who's blind, from a child who's deaf. And we really need to fine-tune how we train, how we teach. And unfortunately, there's not enough money that's going into our educational system, so Fast for Kids helps raise money for that. So please check it out at fastforkids.org. And if you could come to our gala, if you're in Las Vegas, February 22nd, it's going to be phenomenal. A lot of great entertainment. But going back to leukemia. So there was a study out of the UK where what they did is they took about six different pure cannabinoids. Okay? And these are obviously different aspects of cannabis. I guess many of these crude oils that people make can have about 80 to 100 different ones. So what they did is they isolated like six of them. Cannabidiol, cannabidiolic acid, cannabigerol, cannabigerolic acid, cannabigavirin, and cannabigaviric, and cannabidiol. Okay, I don't know, whatever they call them. Anyway, okay, so what they did is they individually looked at these, and they exposed them to cancer cells, and they found that it did disrupt their growth, cell wall, etc. So exciting. Yay. Yeehaw. Awesome. Here's the problem. Whenever we hear of any of these substances or chemicals in general fighting cancer cells, it's like an earthworm's step to a space shuttle's 1 second flight. I mean, the distance between getting from A to B is infinite. Because if you could kill a cell in a lab, all right, trying to recreate that in a human body, and the form going right to the cancer cells, etc., right, or it being, let's say, smoked or inhaled in an oil or mixed in, ingested, etc. Many of these times when you look at certain chemicals that are successful in lab, getting them into a real human body that doesn't affect the other cells, that doesn't get detoxed, that doesn't get broken down, that's a whole nother feat that has to be overcome. Now, many of us suggest, well, why don't we just blast cancer cells with marijuana? Dude, that's a possibility. But again, getting it into, you know, when cancer cells are in a body, again, it's a much different environment than them being in a lab, in a petri dish, controlled. And so I do later foresee us successfully implementing some sort of marijuana management into cancer treatment. I mean, we are trying everything when it comes to chemicals, everything. You know, but you know, unless you can find the tumor, inject it, and get surrounding cells effectively, you're not going to be able to recreate a lab experiment in the human body. You know, we think if something works in a lab, fine, put it in pill form. We swallow the pill, the pot, we'll go around the body, only find the cancer cell and kill it. That's different. No. Now, maybe we will see that there's an affinity towards cancer cells as opposed to healthy cells. We're already seeing flirtations with that. where marijuana will recognize maybe a cancer cell and kill it. That's kind of exciting stuff. But to float around the body and to get to where it needs to and the amounts it needs to, if you have, God forbid, an ovarian cancer, you need a crap load getting all the way through and down into that ovarian artery and then down to the arterioles and capillaries that feed that actual tumor. That's a long ride from the mouth and the esophagus and the stomach. You also have to make sure that these medications can handle the acid in the stomach. So you need to make sure that it's in some sort of a coating, some sort of a protective mechanism that as the stomach digests it or it needs acid to convert. Again, you know, you gotta recreate the body when you recreate these medications. And then on top of all that, you're gonna need a pharmaceutical company that's still around after Obamacare, okay, to make this and package it. So unfortunately, we can't get excited. The reason why I'm spending so much time on this is because many people say they smoke marijuana because it's going to prevent them from getting cancer. No, you don't know what you're getting. These crude components that you're breathing in or ingesting through brownies, etc. There's other chemicals. It's crude. You don't know if there could be something in there that could even cause cancer. We still don't know the numbers of marijuana smokers and lung cancer. We know that many marijuana smokers still smoke regular cigarettes. So we have no idea if people afflicted with lung cancer that smoke and smoke pot, is it more the marijuana or is it more the tobacco? We don't know. We still have a long way to go. So for those of you thinking that because you have a high family history of cancer, I mean, listen, I have a very high family history of cancer. If I thought that smoking a doob would prevent me from getting cancer, I would be all over that. But no, I am more afraid of it. My instinct is telling me hold the phone. And not to mention my medical board is telling me that also. Okay, yeah, hold it, please. All right, it's not that simple. We want a cure for cancer. We really do. We don't like to think that something's going rogue. We can't stand the fact that we hear somebody young go and get afflicted with cancer. I'm supposed to be evaluating a workman's comp injury of somebody who, I guess, was afflicted with prostate cancer from radiation at work, young guy in his 40s. I mean, we don't want to think that we don't have that sort of control. We want to feel like we've got this. And I feel you for that. I do. When I thought I had breast cancer and ovarian cancer at two different times, I'm a doer. You know, I'm a fighter. I want to fix something. I want to cut it out. You know, I told you guys, I had a mole that looked weird. I cut that sucker out left-handed. I didn't care. Yeah, the scar's not too pretty, but I was like, get it out. It's actually looking okay. It's okay. I mean, the problem is I'm too light. I really need to tan and grow the hair back on my arm. And so I get that. A lot of us are like that, you know. And so, you know, maybe marijuana will be the big cancer cure later. But right now we need to just hold tight, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Subway's been in the news, Subway sandwiches, because they're going to remove a controversial chemical, azodiacarbonamide, from its bread products. Apparently, this is a chemical also found in yoga mats. Don't yoga mats and rubber shoes smell kind of good? Maybe that's why Subway sandwich smells so good. Apparently, this type of chemical is also located in the bread. Some of you have asked me when we talked about chemicals and food, how the hell a chemical like that could be used by the fast food industry. Well, there's a lot of chemicals used in food preparation, in plastics, etc. It's not that anybody's purposely injecting yoga mat chemicals into the food. It just happens to handle a lot of things. Okay? Just kind of, you know, wears a couple hats. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.